Get laced up.
Let's go.
It's time for Banter with the Boys.
Yo, welcome back to Banter with the Boys Fast Laps. We have the Jetta recap, the Miami GP preview. Joe.
Smeltzy.
You're wearing a McLaren hat this week.
Why would I be, you know? What happened this last weekend?
I don't know.
Oh, Oscar won.
Oh.
I think your hat's off kilter.
It's
off kilter.
They've won before, but you've chosen not to wear the McLaren hat. Well, why this week? Why is this week special?
Every time they've won, I think I've won a McLaren hat. Oh, last week I didn't, but none of us wore hats last weekend.
You know what? He was wearing the McLaren. I've been thrown off because it hasn't been the bright orange.
It hasn't been the orange. Yeah, so, it's always been like the gray one, or I had the American one here last weekend.
That's true. Okay. Yeah.
It's because last week I called him out for not wearing an orange hat.
Right. And now I'm going on that.
So that's what I mean. None of us wore hats last weekend, so you know.
Yeah, that's true. Right. If you were lucky enough to see last week's episode, don't worry, it's still up on YouTube. So you can go back and watch last week's episode if you so choose, or listen to it on Spotify, either way. But you will notice that for the first time, I think, ever in Banter with the Boys history, actually, which is going on 2 years now, FYI, 2+ years, actually, none of us wore a hat, and it was... I don't know. Did we like that? I'm not sure. I think it looked good on camera. We looked professional.
We look great.
We looked professional.
Honestly, we look better than we do now.
You had a great haircut, Jeff.
I had. It was a fresh haircut.
Fresh.
Funky fresh, some might say.
Anyway.
Mike's here.
Yeah, Mike's here.
I've been here. Hello.
Yep.
I'm wearing my hat this time.
Yeah, why are you wearing an Aston Martin hat?
Why not?
Well, because he's missing the Haas sweatshirt at the moment, so he can't match the Haas hat with the Haas sweatshirt.
Also, you know...
Which is unfortunate. So if anybody sees a Haas sweatshirt out here, send it to Mike.
Yeah, just mail it, P.O. Box... I don't have a P.O. box, actually.
Just say full address on camera. Yeah. Dox yourself.
But then I guess if you...
Just send it to my address. This specific Jeep is mine.
Anyway, Mike, thanks for being here, as always. Anything pressing? Nah, I don't think so. Kev, let's just head right into the Jetta GP. Oh, Kev, thanks for being here.
Kev,
there he is.
Oh, also Smelty's here too. That's
Smelty's here. Yeah. Our host.
All right.
Our fearless leader.
We've done this before.
This is not our first time. And of course, to start the Jetta GP recap, we have the pre-race stuff, quality practice. Says here, yada yada. That's been in our notes forever. We're going to start saying that. That's how it's going to work. FP1. Gasly is the fastest. Yuki crash. I did not see FPs. Was Yuki's crash pretty bad? I don't even think I saw a replay.
It wasn't good, if I remember correctly. It was right at the end of the session. Mm. So, like, it didn't affect too much, except, obviously, his car. Mm. But, yeah, it was not great. And, fortunately, kind of mimicked... You know, it was worse than the race itself. I know that much. Like, they actually had to, like, fix some stuff on the car, but... He did it. But yeah, Gasly, like right on the, I think like right in the last few minutes, he was, very, very fast in FP1. It was very, very interesting to see.
I do remember that because I think Kev actually texted the group chat and was like, Pierre.
Yeah.
Like, yes. FP3, Bortoleto missing the session.
I think he had a leak in his car that just kept him out. So he went without a practice session.
No water, huh?
Sauber things.
Something like that.
Let's see. Quali. Lando crashes in Q3. I feel like I did see that. Max does a race pit stop to make his second quali run in time. That was actually kind of wild to me. I haven't seen a race pit stop in a quali to get it done, but
the lap he made, the first lap he made was decent, and that was on two runs of fuel.
Yeah.
It had to be.
That was me. I was like watching. I was like, they commented on him taking a pit stop, and I was like, he doesn't take a pit stop, right? He's only got enough fuel for one lap, and then he stops, takes a pit stop, drives off. I'm like, he had enough two laps. He just put up like the second fastest lap. What do you mean?
Getting after it.
It's like, you're Max Verstappen, at least put a time on the board, so we are somewhere.
Yep.
And then hope that we have enough time for the second one.
Right.
Know?
Let's see. So, Oscar, getting the dub.
He got it.
Of the GP.
Turn one.
Oscar getting the win. Again, having insane pace this weekend. Some battling between him and Max here and there, but wasn't as good as some other battles that we'll get into.
I mean, honestly, namely, right at the start and then never again. Yep. Like, they I feel like they
battled at least one other time.
I don't think they had a chance. I think it was that turn, and then the crash happened, and then on restart, Max kept them so bunched up.
The restart... Yeah.
Max, like, yeah, if you should talk. I mean, it seems like you want to say something about it.
I just don't know the rules well enough for the restart, which is crazy because considering I've been watching F1 now for the sixth year. But the restart, oh, man, that's just... I just hate how they do it. I hate how they do it, how the front driver just goes and everybody just reacts off of that.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the way Max did it, I hate it, but I also love it in the sense of what a great thought by Max. Like, you know, they're warming their tires up, just kind of lollygagging into the turn, and as soon as he comes out of turn, just turns it on. I'm like, ah, see, that's kind of messed up. Like,
he was really late this time around, like, to the point where, like, Russell had to, like, go alongside someone.
So he didn't rear end.
Yeah, yeah, and I think, like, I saw that, and I was like, you're not supposed to do that, but he was obviously trying not to hit someone. So
right. Bro, for sure. I'm glad that, you know, nothing came of that, but...
Yeah, but, he really played
He held
late.
Him up, yeah. Yeah, really. So, again, I hate it. I don't think that should be a
thing. To the point where
but
I think...
it was also really awesome if that's what he planned on, because it worked to perfection.
Yeah. Who was right behind Piastri at that point? It was like one of the Ferraris, I think, right?
I thought it was George.
I thought it was George.
Was it George?
Yeah, it was George.
If you're talking Lando, it would have been like, I think,
Lewis. No, it was I'm talking about Piastri. Like, okay. Like, they held him up to the point where he got a really good start. Oscar was caught out a little bit and had to fight at the end of that straight against Russell.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah. You're at the mercy of reacting to that, to Max.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, good luck reacting to possibly the best driver of an automobile right now in the world.
Yep.
So, thought that was messed up. But anyway, Oscar still getting the win, though. Norris finishing fourth, as predicted, by the way. I did put Lando fourth specifically, but we don't keep track of that. But
thank God.
I think this is right. Oh, God, that would have been another 2 points.
Seriously.
This could be what we're going to see the rest of the season, to be honest with you. Now, I don't know if Max can hang out all the time in the top three. I think there's still going to be races that he's going to struggle. But I think you're going to see George in there and Leclerc in there, no problem. Mm-hmm. So I think Lando's going to have some work to do the rest of the season, to be honest with you. And again, goes along me getting on the soapbox saying, you know, if Lando does find pace, this will be a problem at some point. But if he's not going to be as fast as Oscar, like, maybe they're, you know, Oscar's going to win WDC.
Yeah, it was, I mean, he definitely needs to do more work than he's doing, because Piastri is proving to be the better driver at the moment. He's just flatly. I like that Norris realizes that he's messing up. Like, he was crushed, and he was like, I remember hearing the message after he crashed in qualifying. He was like, so stupid. I'm so stupid. You know, like,
oh, he did say that. That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. But then also the pit lane thing later in the race.
Yes. Yes.
Dude, locking him up coming into the pit lane. I mean, that's the little things, right? When you got to be a WDC, you have to do the little things right. Mm-hmm. That's a little thing you did not do correct.
Oh, so I thought you were talking about him crossing the pit exit line.
The whole pit.
The whole thing was bad.
Pit exit was bad. Yeah, but
he's lucky he didn't get a penalty. Like,
he's
honestly
very lucky.
But, like, again, like, that's, you know, that's a factor in between finishing P1 and P4. If you don't quite have the same pace, you got to have those little things right. You know. Mm-hmm. Darn, I forgot what I was saying right before then, but that's okay.
I just don't, you know, Norris needs to, he's the,
oh,
figure it out himself. Figure it out. Yeah.
Yeah. Much. I mean, Oscar is much more aggressive than Lando, and I know we've talked about it before, but at that beginning, the camera, the POV from Oscar battling Max heading into that first turn. I mean, yes, Max, how do you guys feel about that first turn? Did Oscar push Max off the track? Or, like, was Max trying to force something that just wasn't there?
I just don't think it was there.
Yeah.
Like, it was honestly, like, you look at
I'm
it.
I'm going to ask,
like,
the same question in a little bit
if
about
Max
two
was
other
on,
cars.
If Max was on that exact same line, but without Oscar, there's no way he would have made the corner.
Yep.
Like, either he would have had to go into the runoff, like he did, or he would have tried to make the corner, and he would have been doing spins because he just never would have found the traction.
And I think like, that that's just two aggressive drivers. Like, nah, son, I'm one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, exactly. You know. Oscar's so, like, no, this is my corner, sir. Yep. Yeah.
So for that, I'm truly excited to see if Max can keep the Red Bull car in contention. Mm-hmm. We could get a lot of Oscar and Max battling unless Oscar's going to continue to drive away from everybody else.
So I have this noted for, since we're talking about it, I'll say it now, I have it noted for Red Bulls, but he got the 5 second. I think it sounds like you're in agreement too that he probably deserved the penalty. He left the track and he stayed in front.
It was a fact.
Did not
give the position back.
Correct. Normally that would be a 10 second penalty, not a 5 second one. Reason being they gave a 5 second is because it was turn one, lap one. So they are more lenient at that point. Do you think this is more of like an FIA F1 question in general. Do you think they should be doing that or do you think they should penalize him? And this is, don't even think about this as being Max getting penalized.
Yeah, just
this
in general, saying in general, do you think they should keep it at 5 seconds in turn one specifically rather than the 10?
Do you think it should have been 10 or do you think because it is turn one, knowing how crazy off the line turn one can be, is that okay, or should they have stuck with 10 seconds and kept it fair across the race?
For me, I'm 100% okay with it. It totally makes sense. Pure chaos. Carnage, potentially. So it's just like, might as well. You know what I mean? But just for that turn, though. You know what I mean? Because, yeah. I mean, what Max did was fairly blatant, you know? So, and then you didn't, you chose not to give it back. So it's just, I don't know.
I'm with him.
I think I'm cool.
I think it's important that you have that like rationale of knowing this is the first corner of the first lap of the race. Stuff is going to happen here. If you enforce too many rules and make it too strict and punish the drivers too much for taking those risks, they're just not going to take the risks.
They won't take them, and now your race is dull.
Exactly. Now you run into your races are now more boring. Your race starts are more boring because your drivers don't want to take risks.
I'm hopping on Mike's bandwagon.
And the FIA doesn't want to do that. They want the race to be interesting, right? And mm-hmm. so they need to punish drivers for breaking the rules, but they should give them some leniency.
Yeah.
No, I like that.
I like that, too. I think, in general, I agree with you guys. If I can play devil's advocate, not that I agree with this, per se. Mm-hmm.
You should play that more. That would be fun.
I will. I like playing it. You got to think about
not with Alpine though. But anyway, go on.
Of course not. What are you kidding? You got to, right? So like, you got to think of the rest of your race. What'd you say?
He's like, you don't need to, right? Unbelievable.
Sorry, that was rude.
Just ripped my heart out.
To play devil's advocate, you have to think of the rest of your race. Like, this is turn one, lap one, right? And knowing how it can be full of carnage. You want to make sure you're not hitting into someone else, you know, off the turn. You want to remember, like, hey, this is just a moment in time, right? Obviously,
correct.
A good driver is going to want to go for a gap, obviously. But, like, you also got to have that mindset of, like, if I crash into the side of him, my whole race is done. If I let him go, I might get him later, maybe.
The maybe part, right? Yeah. I was just about to say, to play devil's advocate on that, rubbish, because of the maybe part, right? Like,
this,
F1
yeah,
is
exactly.
So precise and fine. Like, you might not ever get that overtaking
totally.
Opportunity.
Totally. And in
this
scenario,
Monaco, you know?
In this scenario, this is Oscar's best chance, right? Yeah.
But yeah.
Who was it that made the infamous quote, that if you don't go for a gap, then you're not a racing driver.
Was it Lightning McQueen? I'm just kidding.
No. This is like an F1 driver said this.
I have no idea.
God, who the heck was it? I can hear the sound bite in my head.
Yeah, I can too. It's and I usually know this, but it's Senna. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I
thought. Senna, yeah.
I didn't want to
say Senna.
It without, you know, I'm being
say
wrong.
Say it again. What's the quote?
If you no longer go for a gap that exists, you are no longer a racing driver.
If you no
Boom.
Longer go for a gap that exists, you're no longer. Okay, yeah. Sorry, I'm a little slow today.
I do have one thing I wanted to play devil's advocate on where I did feel a little bad for Max, and that's the fact that the accident that happened that caused that yellow flag happened basically right at turn one, right? And so Max really didn't even have a chance to give the position back because
I fully disagree.
You're not allowed to overtake under a yellow or under a safety car, right?
They had
so,
a
but he knew he went off the track.
So they,
he didn't even try to
so
slow down before that.
They didn't
crash
have
happened.
An opportunity. They didn't have an opportunity to look through the cameras and to say, "Okay, we think that Oscar was ahead at the apex. We think we're better if you just give the position back." and then go from there. Because by the time they had time to look things over, they were already under a safety car.
You're saying the team didn't have time to look at it and tell them that.
I don't think the team necessarily would have.
That is tough because it was only like 5 seconds later, and we're getting a yellow.
It was an immediate yellow as soon as they crashed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think they finished the lap before we got to the safety car. Like, no. I don't even think we got into Sector 3 before the safety car had come out.
No.
So, like, that's not a lot of time for the team to be like, all right, what happened? Give the lap back.
And I guess along the lines of if we want drivers to be aggressive, then you're in the thought process, like, no, I'm right. Like,
right.
I'm not going to give that back because why would I do that?
Right.
So,
I think that's an issue. That safety car came out right after that incident. It didn't really give them the opportunity.
Sure.
And at that point,
I'm starting to smell what you're stepping in. I don't like it, but I'm starting to smell
I don't
it.
Particularly subscribe to it either. I think Oscar earned that corner, but.
Sure.
Fair
enough.
I do think Max should have at least had the opportunity to give the position away. Not that he would have. He should have been given the opportunity. And if he decides not to, then take your 5 seconds, brother.
Yep.
Like, that's on you.
Yeah.
But I don't think he had the opportunity to do it under the safety car.
Fair enough. What do you got, Joe?
I do think there was enough time. Safety car did not come out immediately. I was watching the race. I was like, there's a yellow flag here. I was like, why isn't the safety car out? I think...
I need to get boxing gloves for when. That'd be fun.
Because you're right.
For the YouTube.
Cars shouldn't pass each other in safety car.
They're not allowed to.
So he's forced to give a penalty, but I think they would realize that and then null the penalty, they would keep it after. Like, I think there was enough time, and he made his point about not giving the place back.
But they don't. So the issue though is that they don't want to wait until after the safety car is resolved, because then it's a race restart.
The penalty was given at safety car restart. So, like,
yes,
even so, but like I think if they were to. If there was intention of giving the place back, I don't think they would have a problem. I think they would hold the penalty until he did it, is what I'm trying to say. But I think because Max was showing no intention and they were listening to the radio and they were making no intention of giving the place back,
that's why the penalty came out.
Maybe there's a disconnect because I see like what are you saying? Like, you want them to give
the place
back after the safety car?
I'm saying that they might hold the penalty to allow Max to give the place back.
Right, but where it's
after the safety car.
Yeah.
Okay, but the issue though is that then that's a safety car restart, right? And this is Max's chance to a safety car restart is his chance to re-overtake after that restart happens, right? Now, if you take that away from him, that's an opportunity to overtake away from him, and then that's not fair to him. Because then he has to do the restart, and then he has to give the position back.
It's not fair to him, but he shouldn't have done it in the first place.
I mean, yes, but like...
It's not a good argument.
I think the real answer is that they should just say, okay, if you want to give somebody the position, you can do it under a yellow... Or you can do it under a safety
yes,
car.
Yes, but teams need to make that call, not the
yes.
FIA, not stewards. Race director can make that call.
Yeah.
So that maybe that allows... Maybe they ask race director, and race director's like, yes, do it now. Do it at this turn or something.
Yes.
But there was no mention of that.
All this aside, I still think that there was enough time for Max to give the place back because safety car did not come out until they were almost on the back straight, I think.
So they were in Sector 3. That's still
I would say Sector 2, close to Sector 3. And yellow flag was out on whole track, I think, at that point, too.
Yeah.
So even then, it would have been, you know, a little sus. But
yeah.
He had no intention of giving it.
I agree with the no intention.
Yeah, I agree.
Of giving it 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, I mean, like, yeah, I don't know.
How much of it, though, was really, like... Like, we're already under yellow flag. We're about to go under safety car. Just hold it and hope. Hold it and hope they don't give
us
a penalty.
Which could be the case.
Like,
I mean,
if they,
again,
if
you believe
flag,
that you are in the right and you were there for
it,
like,
I mean, yeah, it's possible that they're like, that, yeah, it's that's also incredibly possible. They're like, no, we think we deserve that spot, so we're going to hold it. And
right.
They just ate the 5 second, knowing that Max is Max and then he can probably fight it.
True.
The scenario, he wasn't able to, but usually he can.
But yeah. Max continued on fighting the car the rest of the race, if you will, finishing P2. Not so bad. Might as well get into the Red Bulls. We've talked a lot about Max already. Yuki. I actually want to hear your guys' opinions first because I have much opinions. And I like Yuki and Gasly both. You know, it's classified as a racing incident, I believe. Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about that?
Tough. He ruined two people's races, his own and someone else's, you know?
It is what it is, honestly. Yep. Like,
it was a racing incident, but it was a bad move.
So, it was. So for me, it was like, I mean, Pierre was next to him the whole time. You know what I mean? There's no way he didn't see him. However, like, going into the turn, either Pierre could have pulled a Max, right, and just cut the corner and saved his car and saved the race, give the position back, and just go back to racing.
Right.
But I don't know. He was right that they were both hitting the turn at the same time. It's tough for me to put any blame on it.
What it looked like was that, like, Yuki was slightly off the racing line. Because we're in, that was like, turn two, right? Turn two, turn three?
Yep, correct.
And it was, like, Yuki was slightly off the line while Pierre was on the line. And on the line, you, like, come out from the corner.
Right.
And Yuki was already outside on effectively the outside line. And so Pierre turned into Yuki.
Yeah.
Yuki was in that space.
Right.
And so, like, they weren't giving each other the space that the two of them needed. But, like, when, like, I was watching it with my family, my brother and my sister-in-law were like, oh, no, that's totally on Pierre. Oh, that was 100% on Pierre. Like, we watched multiple different camera angles, and both of them were like, it's on Pierre. And I told them, I was like, no, this is a racing incident. This just looks like a racing incident. It just happens.
Yeah. And like, I mean, you barely touch the car, and it sends it flying exactly. around. You know what I mean? So, like,
I don't really think it's on either driver. I don't think it's necessarily Yuki's fault. I think maybe he could have done things differently. But, again, you don't go for the gap, then you're not a racing driver. Like,
for sure. And there's that, right? But then that's also an instance back on Joe's instance where it's like, it's lap one. There's still a whole race to go. Like, true. Somebody back out, but if nobody does, stuff's gonna happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So
I don't know, man. I'm it's watching tough. It right now, and like he's
Yuki
like,
frustrates he's, me on it to
Pierre
me.
Pierre is going for the curb, like he's going for the on the line, yeah. and Yuki's like going into him a bit. Like it looks like it's on.
It
Yuki.
Just looks like a
know.
Late turn by Yuki to me. But again, those cars don't like turning.
Well, it's like they're coming, like Yuki's coming out of turn one and Pierre's coming out of turn two. Like the corners are like right next to each other. And so it's like they're turning into each other and Yuki was already off the line. He basically has to be off the line. It's a race start.
Yeah, I guess Pierre was turning into him, but that's because if he didn't turn into him, he's going off
track. He's going off track. But that's what I'm saying. That's why this is a racing incident.
He might.
It's not Yuki's fault.
But that's why if there were to put blame on someone, it would be Yuki, though, right?
I don't necessarily. No, it's not on Yuki. It's not on Yuki. It's not on Pierre. It's not either of them.
I'm saying if there were to be put. I agree that in general, I'm playing devil's advocate. Maybe this is a bad
idea. I just wish Gasly would have, like, you know, taken the Max approach. Like, you know what? Nah. You know, just save the car and then give the place back and just go back racing. You know,
I mean, Pierre was ahead at the apex. So there's no position to take back or to give back. Like, Pierre just would have ran off. He would have
pushed off then, essentially.
He would have gone off. He would have taken a track limits. And if he's not careful about how he comes back, maybe unsafe.
Re-entry, sure.
But, like, I think he'd be fine and he would just get track limits and move on with the race.
Fair enough.
It's turn one.
You're right.
Goes.
I mean, at the start of the line that Yuki took, he's pretty safe and he's like up against the wall he's up against the inside wall.
Yeah.
And
but Gasly
yeah, the
never
turn,
leaves.
The turn
like
cannot.
They're both right there.
Yeah, Gasly exactly. can't go anywhere else.
Such
you know
a
what?
Weird
you're
right.
I don't see a world where I can blame either driver.
Yeah. And neither driver blamed each other for it.
No,
neither,
they didn't.
Neither one was upset. It's just like, screw, F.
It happens.
I almost
yeah,
said
like,
a bunch of things, but.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, yeah, I can't say that Yuki had a bad weekend. It happens. It's racing incidents.
Yep.
It's the struggle of starting in the middle of the pack.
For sure. So we mentioned Yuki. We mentioned Gasly. Jack Doohan finishing P17 for Alpine, since we're talking about Alpine at the moment. That was a poopy. You just got to be better than that, man. For me, you should be eyeballing Liam Lawson. For yeah. me, you have
at
to be. You have to be at the again. At the very least, I think you should be badgering Isaac. Even
yeah.
you should be beating both V carbs. That's your, if not, you know, Haas too. I mean, Haas is no slouch right now. You know, like P13 and 14, but like they still have some pace.
I think
you, know,
the,
you need to be beating Haas if you're Alpine right now.
I think at the very minimum,
if you're Jack.
Like Haas and Williams are pretty sound in the midfield.
Williams is pretty decent,
but like.
Now.
But, like,
annoyingly,
you need to be fighting me. At least V Carb and Aston, right? Like, those two, at least for sure. You got to be beating those two.
100%. And he couldn't even beat Stroll. So,
yeah.
Let's see. let's go back up to Mercedes here. We're kind of jumping around a little bit, but that's okay. It's flowing. I almost called him Russell George. George Russell finishing P5, Antonelli P6. Antonelli was another one that flew off that first turn, too, mm-hmm. at the beginning of the race, and then gave a position back right away. I guess I got nothing to say, honestly, because that's kind of what we're expecting out of them at the moment. They need to be battling the Ferraris. I think that's fine. You know, George is going to be able to push for more podiums this season, I'm convinced.
Yep.
I think he'll get at least one race win. Some people think I'm wrong. That's fine. At the moment, it does look like it's going to be wrong because Oscar's just running away with everything.
I think he'll get a win.
But it's going to be Silverstone. Yeah, it's going to be Silverstone.
That'd be sick. I don't know. Antonelli as well.
Antonelli's been...
Remember the first race?
Is he rookie of the year right now?
100%. I mean, he's got to be, right? Who else?
The only other argument would be Hadjar.
Yeah.
But right now, Antonelli, Hadjar, doing it in a worse car.
And Behrman as well. All three of them are driving phenomenally.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. All three of them are driving incredibly.
Antonelli has the Mercedes, but he's close to George, you know?
I'd say Antonelli's exceeding his expectations as a rookie right now.
Yep.
Which,
I mean, those three rookies, though, are exceeding because Antonelli's close to George. Behrman's beating Ocon, and Hadjar is beating Lawson. So, their expectation is, I would say, just under their teammates, and they're doing well. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Which reminds me, Kev, Topps Chrome F1 is going to be crazy this year with all these rookies in it. I'm saving up. We're gonna rip some, and we'll tape it for you F1 listeners. But it doesn't drop till frickin' November, so it's gonna be a minute.
It'll be a minute.
But yeah, I know. But there's gonna be tons of rookies in there. That's gonna be fun. Anyway, sidebar. Let's see. Ferrari. I mean, Leclerc's getting on the podium.
He did it.
What else do you want right now? You're not. I don't think Leclerc's gonna beat Oscar. But
you both said it.
I said it. Okay. Oh, you said Leclerc was on the podium this weekend too? Yeah, because we had very similar.
So I trust him and George too much.
I was gonna save this question. Yeah, I was gonna save this question for later, but I'll just ask now.
Just ask now.
Who's your inside guy? Like, how did you guys do that? How did you guys predict
Ferrari?
Charles on the podium?
I told you I didn't think Lando was gonna could make podium. So for me, if Lando's not
but
making
like,
podium,
Lando
that
didn't
puts
make
Charles
podium because of a freak crash, right? He caused the crash.
I said something's gonna happen.
How do you do it?
It's luck. Pure luck. I won't score any points this week.
Honestly, the Lando thing, Lando had so much pace. Had Lando gotten an actually good lap in qualifying, could have completely ruined that.
Yeah.
But, he didn't. It happens. And I was very confident that, Charles has just been getting better and better. This car is getting slightly better and better.
3 points this week for me. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I was pretty darn confident. So
I'm devastated.
That's my boy.
I'm devastated.
I was like, yeah, Oscar, I'm going to get 2 points. And then I saw you, and I was like, oh no!
Oh no!
Hats off. We did it last week. I can't do it again. But hats off to you guys for guessing Charles and getting him in your podium, on a whim. More than we're looking at Ferrari, Hamilton battling Norris. Kept Norris away from Leclerc at the end of the race more than likely.
100%.
If that didn't happen, and
Hamilton's getting more comfortable in the Ferrari.
Yes, he is. I'm happy to see that too.
Battling the Mercedes as well. It was a fun race.
I think
Lewis.
Norris was making bad overtakes. He was doing it right before the straight and then letting Hamilton take him. But Hamilton was taking him easy.
But again, it was Lando and Hamilton just exchanging for a minute.
And that lost him so much time.
And the commentators are saying it is all about the timing. Lando was trying to let him go by and Lewis didn't take it because he was waiting for the next opportunity.
That's
to get DRS and go. And that's veteran.
That's veteran status. Veteran. Yep. Exactly. No, that's
and that's
it was
again
amazing.
The little things for Lando. The little things that a WGC driver needs to be doing.
Yes. Do you think Hamilton knew that he was protecting Leclerc in that moment, or do you think he was like, "Nah, I'm fighting this man"?
No,
he was fighting.
Yeah,
he was fighting for sure. This is Lewis Hamilton.
You don't think he was looking that far ahead?
He was, I feel like that's not him not looking far enough ahead. I think it's a different mindset. He's got the champion mindset. He's like, I'm fighting for my position. This is my position. You want my position, you got to work for it.
I like that.
It wasn't him being like, oh, I need to protect my teammate because I'm not going to catch my teammate. It's, I'm not just going to give you this freaking position, man.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
I mean, we've seen him do it.
Right.
But
he knew he could fight for it.
Yes.
No. He knew he had the pace.
The middle top 10 position fighting.
He was fighting
this
for
week
place.
Was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I like that.
It was so much fun.
Let's see. Haas.
Got anything?
Why are we on Haas? What?
Yeah. We like jumped around
we
a lot.
We jumped around a little bit, but it was flowing, so it's fine. Yep. Which, actually, I'll bring that up anyway. that's post-show.
Sure.
You know, we have post-production meetings, guys, just so you know. To
just so we know.
This thing.
We do? Well, I've been missing
those. So if you have... my mom picks me up right away. So if you have suggestions for our show, please leave a comment other than stop recording, because that's not going to happen. But yeah. Mike, Haas.
Yeah, so... all in all, could have been worse. Like, I
could have been better.
It could have been better. But like straight out, we talked about this on Discord earlier in the week. Like,
is that how you guys converse?
Very frequently, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's because you game, right?
Yeah.
Together? Okay, that makes sense.
We game.
We do a little time.
We dabble.
But no, so,
I think so.
Yeah, we were talking about it, and I was saying that, like, Haas still has that underbody problem, and their biggest concern is high-speed corners, right? And Jetta is nothing if not high-speed corners. And basically nothing
God,
else.
God, I love Jetta on the game.
It's
oh
just,
my God.
It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's just so
I
fast.
I wreck a lot.
So many high-speed corners. And so, like, that Haas car must have been, like, driving a boat. So, like, the fact that they were still able to keep it that close to the points, I'm like, yeah, whatever, guys. Yeah, we take our beats where we got them. Williams got ahead of us. Life moves on. We'll get them next weekend.
I mean, they got a bit ahead of them.
Just a little bit.
Speaking of Williams, we got a new Williams fan in the house.
I
just ordered a hat. So
I decided, because Mike is such a Haas fan, that I am going to be pitting Williams against him. Because it's just for the fun. I really like Haas, too. I've always liked Haas. But I really like Williams this season, too.
He likes being disappointed.
What?
I need to be a Kick Sauber fan so I can just be a fan of both of the bottom team.
That's so funny.
I mean, I think Kick Sauber hat once. I bet I could find it on sale.
That's so funny. I mean, I do feel
I saw some earlier. Yeah. I'll
were they on
some
sale?
There was some pretty cheap.
I'm not buying the $130 jacket
that you
found.
I think I found one for like $30.
$30?
I mean,
that's like a wheeled shaft for it. That's good.
For an F1.
That's a pedal, yeah.
Maybe some
and
new
for an
luck
F1 hat, that's cheap.
Yeah.
$30.
I wonder why.
Anyway, Williams.
Yeah, Williams. I mean, great showing from Sainz and Albon. Sainz finally getting into the points and getting decent points too. He did
start.
That had
to be a weight off your shoulders.
Oh, it was nice.
This is where we should be.
I'm like, finally, we're seeing him kind of make some. But I'm also like, this probably won't last a lot, like for a long time. Like Williams is still hurting a bit, but we saw a really good showing from Albon. Climbed in the points, was great to see. Sainz did lose two positions, but he was fighting some people behind him. He was fighting both Hamilton, someone in a Red Bull, and Norris, who we didn't mention had a really good recovery drive, but we're talking about Williams right now. Sainz mentioned at the start of the weekend that the car felt a lot better than it has. Mm-hmm. So I think things are looking at least a little bit up. Overall, incredibly clean race from both drivers. Very, very happy to see them kind of get up there. And now I got a little rivalry going on between kind of all three of us, right? Because Alpine's also, once they
should,
get their
they
stuff together.
Alpine should be in that same
They
fight
should be in that same
with
fight.
Williams and Haas and if Aston got their crap together.
Yeah. I think we're all like...
Arguably V-Carb. I mean, really the second pack of teams other than Kick Sauber can really all be battling each other.
Pretty
truly
much.
Like the best of the rest is truly a fight right now.
I think
and Kick right now is obviously in there, but I don't, just leave me alone.
I think right now our like division is like our top four that we always have. We've had for years, right? And then we've got the two in the middle right now who are really duking it out, which is Haas and Williams. And then you got the other three who are just barely scraping by for points, trying to.
But if Alpine gets their stuff together, I think they can be in that group of two.
It could change.
But right now, 100%, no way.
Yeah,
I think you're right. There's kind of like that group of two.
Haas has been almost in a league of its own a little bit, right in the middle. Like Williams, I only think just joined the party.
Kind of like Aston last
and
year.
And exactly. And V-Carb has been like kind of up and down right now because they're losing drivers and they're gaining drivers. And, you know, so I feel like.
The Lawson factor.
The Lawson factor, indeed. But I'm really happy to see Williams doing better. That's a team that I feel like I didn't love when I joined F1, but I've grown to really like. So I think they become like my underdog.
They're historic.
For sure.
They're very historic.
They are historic.
Historic.
All right, Racing Bulls. You put disappointment, Joe.
I put disappointment.
I mean, I'm cool with Isaac finishing 10.
I am.
Lawson 12 actually isn't horrible.
Disappointment was specifically for Lawson, I think. Does he need to be beating Isaac.
Okay, fair enough.
He has had more time in the car than Isaac. Granted, not this season, but overall.
In general, yeah.
In general, for sure. He has had more time.
I would agree with that.
So it's disappointing that he is not beating Isaac. You're right. P12, not horrible.
He did get a 10 second penalty
at the end of the race. So
it's better than P17, which he got last week, I'm pretty sure. So
it is better. So hopefully we'll see a little bit more improvement. I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to see him do well. I don't want to be disappointed in him anymore, man. Like
I know. You wanted somebody new to be disappointed in. Yeah.
You got something to say. What do you want to say to me?
Better driver was on top.
Who? Isaac?
Isaac.
Right now? Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Driver. Like, but it shouldn't be that way, right? Like, Lawson's had more time.
Why not? If Isaac But maybe is just Isaac a has driver. More skill.
Yeah, but then it begs the question, and I go into an existential crisis that I went into last week of like, why did I root for this kid for so long if he's going to do this?
Joe, that sounds like a you problem.
That's a me problem. 100%.
The next Nick DeVries.
You got to go see.
Oh God, don't even get
You remember
me
how much
started.
You liked him too?
I liked. You know it what? Was very different for Nick because I liked Nick until he got into the car, and I was like, oh no,
oh no.
You know what? You're gonna have to go home and sage your house now. Massacre
my boy.
To keep. Logan and DeVries and these guys off your porch, you know.
Wait. Do you think I like Williams because Logan isn't in the car anymore? Because they have a competent second driver?
Probably.
Because who was before Logan? Was it Gotifi?
Yeah, it was Gotifi. Yeah, it was Latifi.
Latifi.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I'm starting to like Williams, because they have two competent drivers now.
Maybe. We're going to go with that.
Interesting.
Let's see. Kick Sauber. Yep. Fresh, newly appointed Kick Sauber fan as of about 10 minutes ago.
Congrats.
I mean, at least... thanks. At least Bortoleto...
thanks.
At least Bortoleto didn't take out Alonso.
That was so funny.
That was... Oh, yeah. That was
crazy, actually. Like, crazy he really move. Almost...
Dude, I have no clue what he was doing. He's just like, oh, green car.
Yeah, seriously.
Let's take
almost took out his manager.
That would be awkward. The bro's not getting
and
a raise.
And Alonso's calm. He wasn't like that angry. He was kind of like chuckling, but it was like nervous chuckling.
It was
like,
nervous.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I still almost got taken out, but he's the kid, so
he did the classic. Whoa! So close.
That was perfect.
Yes.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
Oh my God!
I also want to know because you know one of your new favorite teams, both of your favorite teams,
just new team I'm following. Yep.
Same amount of points. Both have 6.
Woo!
That's crazy.
Aston, Alonso
you
finishing
like him low.
P11.
Low on the grid.
Aston, Alonso finishing P11. Stroll, P16. What is this? Stroll holds up Oscar.
Oh, yeah. Oscar was complaining. Stroll was holding him up on the blue flag. I couldn't see a lot of...
I must have missed
I didn't
that.
See it
I didn't
either.
See a lot of other like notes, but he was like, yeah, Oscar was tiffed about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he mentioned something in... He actually called Oscar, like, Stroll out inside the post-race interviews. And he was like, not PR about it. He was like, Stroll's just... doesn't know how to do what he's doing. Like, basically, like, I'm very much approximating
what
he said.
Well, somebody said, it might not have been last season, it might have been the season before, about how Stroll can't drive. It was really funny, and I can't remember who it was. Actually, I think it was Alonso before he got to Aston. Because Stroll's been racing for a minute now.
Yes.
He really has, actually.
Stroll
is got a lot of
experience. Seasoned, or he is the most tenured Canadian driver in history.
That's wild to think about.
Can you think about that?
Oh, he mentioned how Stroll was doing like a go-kart race the way he was driving. Oh. Yeah.
That's so funny. Also, I'd be miffed if we didn't note that Lance Stroll just picked up a new all-time record this weekend.
That's right. He did.
Let's go.
What was it? What did I miss?
He has the most Q1 exits ever.
No way.
He has the most Q1
exits. Q1 or Q3 exits?
Or Q3, sorry. Okay. Q3 exits. He has the most Q3 exits out of any driver.
Wow.
Ever.
Yikes.
So
again, his longevity got him that one.
Yeah.
Is what happened.
Well, because he's been so notoriously just not great.
Not good.
And just been in the car. Any other driver would have been gone years ago.
Yeah, so notoriously nepotized. Yeah.
Yep.
He was asked about that.
Is that even a were-dog?
Yeah, and he was asked. Oh, and he has the funniest comment ever.
Yeah, I'm gonna find it really quick.
If you
so, he was asked about being the having this new. Oh man, it's so it the sucks to record. Call it a record. Yeah,
yeah.
Yep.
He responds. You put the McLaren drivers in the Sauber for 10 years, and they will have the most Q1 exits too.
Okay, well you're in an Aston.
Yeah, exactly.
So Lance, that doesn't make sense, buddy.
He's like, I'm.
He said that I have angry.
I'm wasted potential, man. And that's our goal. It's like that's your team.
That's our goal.
Dude, I might have to be a Lance so Stroll funny. Fan. Specifically,
I thought hilarious. At the start of the season, I was like, hey, there's a light at the end of the Lance Stroll tunnel. And it was just another train.
just a train. Dude, somebody's got to do it, right? If I'm Alpine and kick Sauber already, I might as just Lance specifically.
Right.
Lance it's my driver. I can't even say that. Anyway, comms. Did you guys have any good comms? I really didn't.
I had one.
Whoa.
I had that. That was awesome. His full comm was, wow, he moved under braking. Whoa, that was close. Whoa, so close. Check the car. Because I think he did tap a little bit.
Yeah.
Right.
The other ones I had, Hadjar was commenting about his water system was being like weird and it was like flowing into his helmet. And one of the commentators said, Isaac Hadjar getting waterboarded around the circuit. That was awesome.
Oh my god.
Max, after getting notified for his penalty,
that's like, funny.
Well, that's lovely.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Explicit of the F word.
And how his engineer is like, yeah, yep. No,
he's
comment,
like, no comment. No comment.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then the only other one I have is from Albon. His engineer was just thinking about the gap to the car ahead with overheating, and Albon was like, guys, you not see the car right behind me as well? Or are you not thinking about that? So the waterboard one
Albon's
is probably my first.
Albon's kind of spicy, dude.
Yeah, Albon is spicy this season. But yeah. I'm also loving the commentators. Like, I've never noticed, like, they can be so funny sometimes.
Dude, they've
yeah.
really been on point this year so far. It was yep. just some one-liners like that.
Yeah,
like
really, really funny.
Isaac getting waterboarded around the track. I must have missed
it. I bet it's almost amplified. So I almost want to watch the practice session because I bet it's amplified a little more because all they can do is like talk, right?
Right.
I'm sure. I'm honestly so. Ooh, man. I don't want our episode to get like banned by F1, but like my sister. Wow, that would have sounded really bad. My wife, not my sister. Not the same. Not
please,
the same person. Just to clear that up. I watch
people.
F1, not NASCAR.
weren't you saying you were a NASCAR fan last weekend? Yeah. Slow down there.
Something's on.
So anyway, my wife's brother. Darn, where was I going? Oh, F1 TV. He's really disappointed with F1 TV.
Really?
He's got F1 TV Premium, the 131 or whatever.
Okay.
So he can watch all the different POVs and stuff.
Which is cool.
During the race, it just all crashed on him. And he couldn't
really?
Watch it. Yeah.
Hmm.
So I think it's the first time. So 1 out of 5 or whatever.
Right.
Were you have any issues?
But,
were
but
you
for
watching
the price
on
you're paying,
or?
Though.
I watched on ESPN. Yeah.
I did too. I could not.
That's all
I was watching on my phone and I couldn't get it streaming to the TV. So I moved to ESPN as well. I'm actually surprised. ESPN does a decent. I thought I was going to be
job.
Hit with like commercials and stuff.
No, yeah. No. Yeah. All they do is take Sky Sports'
yeah.
broadcast
yeah.
and just put
it's
it
good.
On there. They'll do
good.
Like a ESPN will do like a little beginning thing with some lady that's just like, hi, this is F1 on ESPN brought to you by Mercedes. And then it goes, and then, you know, she says the same thing at the end. This has been F1 on ESPN brought to you by Mercedes. And then mm-hmm. it's, you know, it goes back to regular ESPN
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, F1
so it's really not
TV,
bad.
We just get dun, dun, dun. Yeah,
we
just
still
they
got that.
They still do the intro
they still
on
do
ESPN.
That, yeah.
Oh, sick.
Dude, yeah. it's no, it's full. Nice. Like Tyler, when he was on the show before, when we did F1 the first season, when I told him it was on ESPN, he's like, uh-uh. I was like, yeah. He's like, dang, I might not need F1 TV.
Yeah, seriously.
So,
I don't
but
cable,
I like,
so
I like,
F1
I'd like
TV.
F1 TV for the practice sessions, right? Because
yep.
those are all on there live, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I would like it for
they
that.
Do that, and they also have not that I watch it, but they also have like F1 Academy and F2 and all that fun
yep.
stuff
really?
Too. Yeah.
Oh, yep. dang. Okay. Yep. So that part of it.
They
might
used
be worth
to have Porsche Cup, I think, as well. I don't think
what
they
do you
do
get
anymore,
out of premium? Okay, and then we got
they
move
get
on.
They get so you're technically
right?
supposed to get. I think you get a higher quality. You get more people that, or you get more devices, not people that you can watch
ooh.
It from. And
I do
also,
watch the same thing on like 4 TVs all the time.
Yeah, and also you get more, I think, views, like different, like strategic, like views of like the race and stuff like that. Mm. It's I'm.
Did
still,
you get premium?
No. I unless,
you got the mid tier one. Right?
Unless they do. I feel like I'm grandfathered into like their device limit at the moment, because I'm still able to watch on more than one. So unless they change that, I'm going to stay on what I am. But if they do change it, I'm going to have to upgrade it.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. All right. All right. Sorry. A little tangent there. Kev, well, before we move on, do you guys even have any news to bring up when we get there? News?
Not really, aside from Max.
I guess let's not do a transition, Kev, for news, because there's not really anything.
I can mention just one very... This is not really even news.
I got one, too, that's not really
Ferrari, news. Yeah. So Hamilton was mentioning something about how the Ferrari's still not feeling great. He also mentioned how ever since we got a ground effects, and this is right around the time Hamilton, you know, started getting really beat. Like, I mean, in the Mercedes, ever since the ground effects kind of came about, he just hasn't really performed as well as he could. So that was a little interesting. Not really news, but just some commentary from the Ferrari drivers.
Fair enough. I also don't really have any news, but I've seen this from multiple sources now, actually, that we could be getting a new F1 track in Saudi Arabia in like 2027.
Oh yeah,
have you seen the renderings of that?
I meant to mention this last race actually.
Yeah.
So that is going to happen.
Well, how do you say
it's called Qiddiya?
Okay, I was gonna ask.
So Saudi Arabia is meant to actually be like a temporary track. Jeddah is meant to be a temporary track for Qiddiya.
Qiddiya is gonna
happen now because Jeddah's done so well. They are considering keeping it on.
Yes. Do not take away Jeddah. I would be really upset.
I
would too.
I think you have to know, like, it's probably like, I mean, they, I think they
at some point they probably
has a, like, they, but, like, the Middle East has a lot of money that they can spend on this,
right?
But, like,
so they can afford to host two F1 races and maintain them.
And Bahrain, uh-huh. And yeah,
it's fine. It's fine.
But that should be happening. I think, like you said, 2027.
Yeah, 2027 ish. They want to be the first race of the year, though. They want to knock Australia down and be the opening race of the year. Make this big futuristic track. Dump in. It's like $460 million. They just want to build this mecca, so they call it the Mega Project.
Yeah.
Qiddiya Mega Project.
Interesting. So I haven't heard anything about that. I've heard about the rumblings about the Chicago track.
Yeah.
I have not heard anything about that.
I think we mentioned Qiddiya once last season, and it was like still early, like really early projections, and like the template that we were seeing was like the track went like 40 feet in the air and did like a...
I think
I remember that.
It's
still
the plan. Like,
really?
I think so. They're saying it's not like, I don't know about 40 feet, but it's a good uphill.
Yeah.
And then, you have the turn immediately. They call it the blade, I guess, is what they would be calling it.
Yeah. Very, I think the embankment hairpin. Yeah.
Dude, that sounds scary as heck. It does. But like, they say it's not out of the question. Like, it's definitely doable and like safe-ish. Yeah.
I was because all I could think of, I was like, if you have something that's like that high up, it's like, how are you going to stop cars from launching off
the
side of it?
Please put a cage on it.
Right? Exactly.
I don't want to see it. I do not want to support a track that we're going to see a driver possibly fly off and like fly off the edge of this raised, you know.
Yeah, that's got to be like not possible.
Yeah.
That's
for
exactly
me to be
what I
like
saw
feel
too
comfortable about it. Yeah, listen, that is the rendering of the blade turn at Qiddiya Speedway.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Not possible,
crazy.
Right? Just not
they're
possible.
They're saying it is, though.
Yeah, but it has, like, it's not going to look that pretty. There's going to be, like, barriers
and
walls.
For sure. Renderings
and,
never look the same. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty rare. Sometimes they do with
they're
some, like, stadiums and stuff. But
somewhere around there, protecting.
I don't know about the logistics
so.
Of it, but I know if they do the Chicago race, I want the track to go through Union Park so that we can drive past the Bean.
That would be awesome.
The
if they
Bean.
Drove past the Bean.
Let's have them drive under the Bean.
Under the Bean? The not Bean gets pretty low to the ground, so that sounds
let's
like...
Let's build the track
dude,
under
there's
the
not
Bean.
Enough, there's barely enough room for one car to pass, although they're making the cars smaller. So
they are
smaller.
We could fit two
let's
cars
the
under the Bean
go
in Chicago.
Around the
I don't
bean.
Know. I don't know if we could fit even one car under
the Bean. The Bean.
The Bean.
Kev, with the Bean, we're going to move on to the Miami preview.
All right, it's time to get up to speed with Miami. First, I have to ask, what would you prefer, the Bean or the Sphere?
The Bean.
The Bean.
The Sphere, Vegas. Don't get me started on Vegas GP. That's a rabbit hole.
We're going to talk about We're going to talk about a different American track that is
already,
already on the seat, on the calendar.
And I don't hate Miami.
And
other than I already blew your thunder.
Oh, the fake, please.
But the fake yachts, the real
yachts
on the fake water.
The fake water.
I hate that so much. Please stop it.
If you're someone who owns one of those boats or who runs admissions on one of those boats in the fake water, I just want to tell you, hit me up. I'd love to be on one of those boats. So we're going to talk about the Formula One Crypto.com Miami Grand Prix 2025. As always, a little fun fact. Miami is the 11th different venue in the U.S. to host F1. Unlike traditional street circuits, Miami's race takes place on a temporary track built around the Hard Rock Stadium complex, which after the race weekend gets dismantled. Last year's starting grid was Max to Charles, Carlos to Sergio, and then to Lando in fifth. Lights out, and away we go at our first United States stop of the season. Max leading the pack into turn one with Charles right behind him. But Charles has a poor start and allows Carlos to take second place before turn one. The top three order is almost shuffled as Sergio locks up and nearly misses hitting Max, sliding in front of both Ferraris and into the runoff area, coming back on track right in front of the McLarens. This allows Charles to take his place back while Oscar capitalizes on both errors and finds himself ahead of Sergio, overtaking Carlos in the next set of turns. Lap 4, Max leading the pack. Piastri makes the move on Charles for P2 at the end of the back straight. Down the field, Hamilton has a kerfuffle with Hulkenberg for 7th place, almost colliding with the Haas, but making his overtake stick. It doesn't stick for long, however, as Hamilton looks up at the end of the long back straight, practically handing Hulk his... Locks up, sorry, at the end of the back straight, practically handing Hulk his 7th position back. These two keep fighting for the next few laps until Hamilton makes the overtake again on lap 10. Two laps later, Russell takes 8th place from Hulkenberg. One lap later, we watch Verstappen hit the bollard at the chicane right before the long straight, taking it for a ride and slowing him down slightly. He pits 2 laps later for fresh tires. In the coming laps, we see some fighting for the lower places, Hulkenberg's day getting worse as he's overtaken by Alonso and Gasly, Russell taking the final point place from Ocon and Danny Ric, Sargeant cementing himself in 18th or lower. We hit lap 28, and the next round of pits for front runners begins as Piastri, who's been leading after Max Pitt, does his own pit stop alongside Sainz. Norris, without a pit, now leads the race about 11 seconds ahead of Max, our net leader. And then a light shines down on Norris as dark clouds emerge for K-Mag and Sargeant, who collide together in the first few S turns of the track. The safety car is deployed as Norris is pitting, slowing the rest of the field down just in time for him to get an almost free pit stop. Lap 33, Lando leads the grid on the safety car restart, fresher tires than any of those behind him, but Max is sticking to the back of him like white on rice, fighting immediately through the first turns. Lando is able to build a second gap to Max, while a few places down his teammate Piastri fights to defend fourth place from Carlos Sainz, who attempts to overtake at the end of the middle DRS straight. Piastri makes a wild defense move on Carlos, cutting into him after the corner and just about meeting his side pod to Carlos's tire, but holding into fourth for now. More fighting from Carlos and Piastri about 6 laps later at the end of the back straight. Carlos takes the inside line and goes a little slower about it than Oscar is anticipating. He turns into the Ferrari, clipping his front wing onto their back tire and starting to fight him through the starting straight and overtaking into turn one, but going wide into the runoff and slotting in right behind him. Piastri, with a broken front wing, now has to defend from Perez, but is unable to hold him back on lap 40 when he is overtaken by both Sergio and Hamilton, taking advantage of the wounded McLaren at the turn where he fights Carlos the first time. Piastri decides to take a wing change with a side of fresh tires 16 laps before race end. He comes out in P18. Now, I vividly recall the last 17 laps because I was feeling sick to my stomach.
I remember this.
We watch as Norris leads the race, knowing how one wrong move could end his chance for his first win, watching him build a 7.8 second gap to Max, and then finally watching him reach the finish line. Norris winning in his first F1 race in our home country. We feel his emotion through the radio messages as we watch his fellow drivers congratulate him on the inlap and the dive he takes into his team after reaching the end. Definitely still one of my favorite F1 top moments ever. Our final is Norris to Verstappen, Leclerc to Sainz, Perez to Hamilton, Tsunoda to Russell, and Alonso to Ocon. And that is up to speed. On the Miami GP.
Our goat, my goat, Kevin Magnussen, saving Lando's race.
You're right. It was. We won't have him this time around.
I forgot that was Lando's first win.
Yep.
What's Lando going to do without the goat, Kevin, to save him again this year?
I feel like I remember Max putting up more of a fight after the restart, but Lando pulled away just I can't remember. I think I was more sick because I knew how Lando he choked, honestly. Like, mm-hmm. he choked a lot last season. And so I was just waiting and I was like feeling sick, but he held it out and was able to bring it home a decent pace away from Max as well. So it was a really, really nice first win.
Right now, today, this second, not necessarily this season at this point, but is Lando still a WDC champion?
A future WDC champion? Mm-hmm. Right now, at this point,
yep.
as I'm sitting here today, 4/22/25.
With those pants on, yes.
With these pants on. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Right.
Lando is still a future WDC.
Fair enough.
I don't know if it's this year. But right. and I honestly, I'm about to contradict myself.
I think he has,
you know, the talent to do it. I really do.
Hmm. Fair enough. I was just curious. Okay, I guess it's predictions now, huh? And I guess it's me first, huh? Because I'm still winning. I got 15. Mike encroaches on me at 13 points, and Joe doing his thing with 12 points.
Stupid so. Charles pick. I can't believe it. Crazy. Really happy you guys are going ahead of me, though. I'm actually kind of happy I'm in last place because I need a little help on this one. here it happens.
In this order, 1-3.
Yeah.
Max, Oscar, Charles.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that.
I think the Ferraris are going to do well here. What I don't know is Lando could absolutely bounce back here and be on the podium, too. I also, George is, you know, in the back of my mind as well. George makes it difficult for me. But, I mean, if Lando's not on the podium, he's probably right there at P4 again then, you know, honestly. But he could beat out Charles. But I'm going with it. Max, Oscar, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
In that order. Correct.
Number one, Oscar's winning again. Number two, Lando's back on the podium.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, hold on. He's back?
He's back.
You said he wasn't going to come back for
a while. Yeah, I know what I said.
You need to dive into that a little bit.
And number three is obviously Max Verstappen.
Whoa. So you're going in that order, Oscar, Lando, Max.
Yep.
No, sir.
I think we're going to see a double podium from McLaren.
A double podium, maybe, but it'd be 1-3. There's no way they go 1-2
really?
At Miami.
You think so?
That'd be crazy. I think it's crazy if McLaren goes 1-2 right now at any track right now. Lando just doesn't have the right pace. In comparison, Max is driving the crap out of a car that doesn't also have pace. But, you know, Max is going to be fighting for podiums, I think, most of the season.
10-4 is pretty good last weekend.
It is.
Showed some fire
is.
In his
it
belly.
Is. So but impressed. Is it good? But 10-4.
He did impress me
last
week.
Enough to get up to 3.
Yeah, he did impress me last week. So, okay. And I do think he's going to be on the podium more this week or this year. Obviously,
oh, he'll definitely
because he's
be
Lando
on the
Norris.
Podium.
He yeah. won this track last year. He's
for
clearly
sure.
comfortable
for
here.
For sure. You said Max for 3, right?
Max for 3. Yep. Yeah, it's kind of a toss up. But I think there's so many good cars here. Like, I think the Mercedes is kind of a sleeper pick here.
I know. My gut was like George at 3. I'm like, no.
But
you've
like,
done
I was
that.
Sitting here
use
thinking, I'm
luck.
Like, what has George done on this track?
Not much. He didn't do well last year.
He didn't
per
do
se.
Well
got,
last
both of them got top 10, but you know they weren't close to.
But we're picking top 3, Joel. Yeah. Is it good enough so to be like, top 3?
First of all, don't yell at me.
First of
yeah,
all,
you're
check
getting
your
really
tone.
Aggressive. Holy cow! Joe's Man. Mom will be very angry with you.
My mom said you got to come out and talk to her.
I'm like, averting her gaze. I'm like, my mom says you have to go talk to her. She's a little angry.
I had to stop myself from a spit take.
So
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah, that would have been
I'm glad
awkward,
you did not do
awkward
a spit
for
take
everyone.
On our things.
So I have
got me good.
I think Oscar is going to be in my podium. He did not. He had a really bad running last time, but he was fighting really hard, and he just got caught out by
Uh-oh.
Carlos. I am going to put Oscar in first.
P1.
Woo!
Yes. And then I'm going to put Max in second.
Yeah, you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because it's Max Verstappen.
Because there are two. Really long straights here, and yep. McLaren has said themselves that the straights are not great for them at the moment.
Interesting.
So you're not going Lando. You're not going Lando in P3.
I am between Lando and Charles.
You know who you got to pick here. wearing the hat.
Man doesn't pick Charles one time, and it's all of a sudden a Charles believer.
Who? Me?
Him.
Oh,
Charles
was like,
really good last year.
I was like,
you know?
He's my WDC.
He is actually really good
Charles
at Miami.
Charles is really good at this track. And, like, Lando...
Ferraris are decent at this track right now.
They are.
And Hamilton's getting comfortable in that car. So
I don't think Hamilton's in podium.
No, but he could be helping out.
Yeah.
He could be helping out, get somebody else
on the
podium.
But the pace of the McLaren is still so good.
Right.
It's interesting. During post-race interviews, Lando had said...
He's delaying picking Gasly.
Lando had said that they weren't the fastest car there this weekend, but Oscar was like, no, he's wrong. We were the fastest car
there
this weekend.
Yeah, I love
that. Okay, I'm... I
hate my finger's
gonna,
on the L for
yeah,
Lando.
It's Lando.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What a
just
joke.
Kidding. It's L for Leclerc. No, it's Lando. It's Lando. It's got to be Lando. Yeah, I just... I really think I actually think I could like very possibly get caught up by Charles again, and he's going to become my nemesis because I won't pick him.
And then you'll pick him next week.
He was really fast. I just feel like Lando, like his win last year was like, it was at no point before the last lap, or rather no point
in question
until like the last 10 laps in like that he would win this or he would even get a podium. Right. So it was, yeah. But I think if they can not mess up qualifying, they're in a good spot.
Quality will be very interesting.
This is a very, I think we've mentioned this already, like McLaren's has a bad issue where they have two cars on the grid right now and they need clean air. And as long as they have two cars on the grid, one of them's not going to get clean air.
Right.
You know? So if one of them goes into first, I think they're keeping it pretty much through the whole race. And then the other one just has to hold out.
So just to keep it interesting, I don't wish this for my podium, but for F1 and for the rest of this, the outlook of the rest of the season, I do wish Lando would win this race just because it makes it interesting. Now all of a sudden you're like, okay, well now what? Now it's a battle between Oscar and Lando within the same team. And that's going to be fun. You know what I mean? God forbid Max wins another one. You know what I mean? Now what, as far as WDC goes, constructors, we know probably, right? But as far as WDC goes, who knows? I mean, that could be up for grabs at the summer break, which would be awesome.
But yeah, we didn't mention Piastri is now leading the championship.
Yeah, by 10 points?
About that.
I'm just about
check
to go.
Here.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I know he's leading. You might as well check
he
constructors,
is up,
too.
He is
they'll
up
do a little
by,
quick update, and then we're out of here.
He is up by 10 points right
10
now.
Points,
Lando's
okay.
leading. He's leading.
Oscar's leading Lando.
Oscar's leading Lando by 10 points, and then Max is behind Lando by only 2.
Yeah, dude, see, that's what I'm talking about. Max is right there.
All of them.
And
like,
10 points isn't that far.
And then Russell's
either.
At 73, which
I know,
is only
George is
so
there.
Like so, the top four.
So
a single race.
If Max wins this race.
I'm
going to
cheer for George, too.
You should.
If your podium is right, because you did
Max,
Oscar,
Charles.
Charles, yeah. So if your podium is right, then Max is going to go ahead of Lando, but not ahead of
Oscar.
I think there should still be
Oscar
like a.
Finish P2.
Yeah. So if that's right, but they will be like neck and neck.
Yeah, yeah. With Lando not far behind.
With Lando a little ways behind.
Now if George, no.
I
okay,
do.
I
but
wanna,
if George won wins the race now, what? Now
I do hope I'm wrong.
His hat in the ring.
I do hope I'm wrong and Max doesn't make it and Charles or George does because
be cool.
Like they're like not my worry at the moment, right?
Right.
But Max is a worry.
Yeah. I want to on record. It's not on my
on
request,
record. Here it is.
Just on record that like I was at work today and my gut was like oh, is George gonna win in Miami?
Ooh.
Why am I getting a gut feeling that George is gonna win? Is this like a premonition or just bad gas?
And then you farted.
So
it's you're
like,
well.
That is like if George wins this race, we know it wasn't bad gas.
Good
that's
to
true.
Know.
That's true. Then we'll know if George wins. I'm gonna be like, dang, Mike's problem solved.
Dang,
wasn't bad gas.
And if George doesn't win, you're bringing the Tums.
Oh my god. Mike, thanks for being here again.
Happy to be here. It was fun.
Again, as always, we got a Mola coming up next. I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. Miami coming up next. We just
holy
predicted
you
it.
Just
we
holy just cow, predicted we're just it. Skipping
I'm like
USA.
3 weeks ahead, dude. And then Joe. Yeah, Joe was here as well.
Hi, guys. I'm still here.
His name's Joe.
I won't be here for very long.
Why?
Why?
My mom's here.
Oh. Dang it. Don't forget Kev behind the camera and the computer,
you,
making everything happen, letting us
he
use
got
his,
our third camera
letting
up and
us
running.
Use his studio.
That was all him.
Yeah, we got the third camera this week. We got to make an upgrade there, actually. It's frozen, actually, if you're looking on screen right now.
What a great still.
Oh, my gosh. If you don't see it, go on YouTube, check it out. Anyway, with that, obviously, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe wherever you listen to the banter, whether that's YouTube, Spotify. Please go check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or iHeartRadio. With that, we will not be here next week.
Nope.
But after that, look forward to our Miami recap. With that, Kev. Let's get out of here. But there's Mike.
Don't forget to follow, like, and subscribe. Tune in next time for more Banter with the Boys.